Did Phil Hart have a big part in your nomination?
Well, he was... Yes, he was important. Pat McNamara was even more important. Pat McNamara was a guy... whom it was very bad to have for an enemy. And Hart, everybody loved Hart.
Still do, people that know him.
Yeah, everybody loved Hart. So, in the way the thing ultimately came down, Hart was hitting them high and McNamara was hitting them low. And it really went through not much more easily than I ever thought it was going to. I had a lot of doubt about the nomination when it was made. They did put up a scrap. Shep Tate of the Tennessee Bar said I wasn't qualified, and but I had bar associations of Ohio and Kentucky, as well as Ohio, Kentucky, and Michigan. I succeeded Tom McAllister. Now, Tom McAllister is a lesson. Was a lesson to me. Tom McAllister was a fine person. Tom McAllister was a fine person.
But he was greatly beloved in Grand Rapids. I know.
Yes, but he stuck too long. And he got to the point where he was tottering. And I think I watched him, whom I had admired, and still did. I think I watched him and thought to myself, Edwards, damn you, don't you ever get to that point. Most astonishing thing, of course, that I ever did was to leave the Supreme Court to take the police commissioner's job.
That was an extraordinary event, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, there were some real
Was it your attachment to Jerry Kavanaugh, or what more than anything else led you to do that?
Oh, it didn't have anything to do with Kavanaugh.
Oh, didn't it?
Kavanaugh was he and I were never really close. I think we probably ended up mostly on the same side, but for entirely separate reasons. I never thought of Kavanaugh as being a person of strong principle. Mm-hmm. He was kind of an Irish Paul, and that's not entirely a bad thing to be, because most of them throughout history have been enough of the Irish came from the working class, so that there was a strong influence, even if your hands had never gotten dirty. If your name was Kavanaugh, you were going to kind of be kind of look favorably to toward the
Well, Jerry's Mike sits on the Supreme Court now in Michigan. He was younger brother, wasn't he?
Jerry's wife?
No, Mike. Mike Kavanaugh, who was Jerry's younger brother, if I recall. Was
he still sits on the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know I had a younger brother.
Well, he's sure kinfolk now.
Does he do reasonably well?
Well, I think he's esteemed somewhat in the manner that you probably indicated in talking about Jerry Kavanaugh. I don't think Mike would be thought of as being
principled,
overpowering intellect. Let me put it that way. But he tends to his political duties, and he knows his strengths and weaknesses, I guess, and he does his work, turns it out every day, as far as I know. He's not a don't know quite how to say it. He beat Dorothy Riley in 82 by, I think it was 11 or 13,000 votes. It was very, very
She wasn't the worst judge in the world either.
Uh-huh.
Was she?
No, I think not. And
I think not.